And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service for now and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Saturday the 18th of January, the birthday of the actor Sir Mark Rylance, born on this date in 1960 in Ashford in Kent, where the sun will rise today at 7:51 and set at 20 past four. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off then at 5:30, news briefing. And later on today, we'll hear from Rachel Reeves in a new series of political thinking.
If political thinking was a Hollywood movie, the advertising tagline might be "The extraordinary true stories behind the people with power." It is, of course, not a movie. What it is a conversation, not an interrogation, about what makes people tick. What is it in their background, their values, their stories that explains where they're coming from? That's what we try to get at political thinking, not just with politicians, but anyone who shapes our national debate. That's the new series of Political Thinking with me, Nick Robinson, on Saturday afternoons at 5:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now, it's a very good morning to Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 18th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Developing low, moving rather quickly northeastwards, expected 150 miles north of Norwegian Basin, 1,000 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, East 40s. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Utsira and 3 in South Utsira. Drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest, backing south or southeast, except in Fisher, 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White. East or southeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in West Plymouth and variable 2 elsewhere. Fair, good, occasionally poor. East Fitzroy. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Fair, good. West Fitzroy, West Sole. Southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, backing south or southeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Fair Isle. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, backing southerly, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Northwest Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 later, then becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in Faroes. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, mainly 6 to gale 8, but gale 8 to storm 10 at first in northwest, then decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain, but snow at times in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in south and very poor in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South by east 6. 7 miles. 1022. Falling more slowly. Stornoway. South by west 7. 11 miles. 1019. Falling more slowly. Lerwick. South by west, 2. Mist, 4 miles, 1019, falling. Lucas, southwest by west, 4. 19 miles, 1026, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 3. 1030, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east, 2. 1000 metres, 1032. Jersey, east-northeast, 2. Mist, 2 miles, 1031, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 2. 5 miles, 1031. Scilly Automatic, south by east, 5. 11 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southeast, 4. 12 miles, 1021, falling. Ronaldsway, south 5, 9 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Malinhead, south 4, 27 miles, 1022, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 18th of January 2025. General situation. High pressure over the continent will maintain fair weather and only light or moderate breezes in the southeast of the United Kingdom. However, areas of low pressure will track northeastwards between Scotland and Iceland, bringing a strong southerly or southwesterly flow across more northwestern waters. Gales will affect the far northwest of Scotland at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest or cyclonic, mainly 3 to 5, but 5 to 7 at first near Cape Wrath and Rattray Head, then backing southeast later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 3 at times in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest backing south, 3 or 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, backing easterly or southeasterly for a time, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming good later. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast, 2 or 3, backing east, 3 or 4, then veering south, 2 or 3 later. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west, becoming variable 2 at times in east. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 in west, but easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4 in east. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, becoming variable 3 at times in Cardigan Bay and to the east of Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest and 3 elsewhere. Fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, south 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch. South 4 to 6, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South, backing southeast later, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 5 later. Drizzle at times, moderate or good. Shetland Isles. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northwest and 3 in south and east. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 18th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. Israel's cabinet has ratified a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas in Gaza after hours of debate. TikTok says it'll go dark in the United States tomorrow unless the government gives assurances that a legal ban will not be enforced. And in sport, Emma Raducanu has been thrashed by world number two Iga Swiatek at the Australian Open. After hours of discussion that continued late into the night, the Israeli cabinet has given final approval to the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Some right-wing ministers were strongly opposed. The initial six-week ceasefire in Gaza should begin tomorrow, with the release of the first Israeli hostages and dozens of Palestinian prisoners. Ahmed Najjar is from Gaza but now lives in the UK. He still has family in the territory, including his parents, who he spoke to last night.
They're very scared at the moment, but they're also relieved. And the first thing my mom said to me is that now we can grieve. And that has actually resonated with me, that we haven't actually had the time to grieve for the last 15 months. Having to go through survival mode, basically. They didn't have the time to realize their loss.
TikTok has said it will be forced to go dark in the US on Sunday unless the Biden government steps in before a federal ban takes effect. It follows a ruling by the Supreme Court that the app should be banned unless its Chinese owners sold it to an American company. Our technology correspondent Lily Jamali is in San Francisco.
A good comparable here is what happened with TikTok in India when it was banned there. It basically was completely in use 1 minute and just went down to zero and flatlined the next. I think it will be such that you can't access the app on Sunday here.
A senior MP, Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown, has told the BBC that he backs a plan to automatically pay out nearly £1 billion held in child trust funds set up by the government. The accounts were offered to babies born between September 2002 and January 2011, but almost 500,000 young adults who own the accounts don't know they have them. The government says that paying out would be complex and costly. Latonya Skye Patterson discovered nearly £1,000 in her trust fund after spending a year tracking it down.
So I was told from my college tutor about a website that we could go to. We got told about them and we could fill out a form to see if we had one. I did. It took me about a year to find where it was, how much was in it, and be able to access it. So I had £955.